And Brian, are you going to be presenting that to us?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Director Williams. Yes, I will be presenting that. And I'd like to thank Director Williams for the introduction she provided. Relatively new to Montana, but I've spent 26 years working for the state of Arizona for the Arizona Game and Fish Department. Most recently with Nevada, spent 5.5 years there, and I had the opportunity to serve as the game chief in both of those states. I had the opportunity to work with a lot of different states through the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies and the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies, and I have to remark that Montana has always been held in pretty high regard, regardless of what circles I've been able to work in. And in that respect, certainly goes far beyond just the personnel that works here, but also the leadership. Clearly that leadership that the director and the commission provides enables the staff to really capitalize on their professional capabilities. And really an honor to be here, an honor to work for Montana. The Helena Urban Deer Plan that's on the commission's agenda today, this is the second presentation. This is a final for adoption. The initial presentation was held back in January, and I would like to point out that there may be some representatives from the city of Helena on the line or available today. I have not had confirmation, but they did originally indicate that they may be available and may be willing to comment if there were any questions, but I can't guarantee they're here. We did accept public comment on this through February 3rd of this year. I'd like to point out that the city of Helena also took extensive outreach and public comment as they developed their plan back in 2009. This was a final plan, and it was intended to be shared with the commission back in February. There's been a little bit of time since that initial presentation, and I'd like to go over just a little bit of the detail just to refresh the public's memory. Through the course, it had to be rescheduled because of some of the other challenges as the COVID-19 started to develop. In 2003, Montana legislation was actually passed, and that's what enabled the cities to develop these plans. It addresses public health and safety within the city limits. However, the final approval still rests with the commission. And so the commission still has final authority on what occurs. The city of Helena subsequently developed this plan, and they've got a very objective manner in which they survey for the wildlife and that they look to keep deer at a density of less than 25 deer per square mile. That's kind of the objective that they try to keep it at. The department has completed several programmatic environmental assessments since 2009, about three of them now, and confirmed the objectives and the methods for that urban deer management plan. The current proposal is before you today is to establish a quota range for the 2020-21 biennium and cover deer removals during that period. The removals could occur during November 15th of 2020 to March 31st of 2021, or November 15th, 2021 through March 31st, 2022. If the number of deer prescribed to be taken any 1 year is within that quota range, there would be no further action required from the commission. This also is looking to extend the adoption of a programmatic environmental assessment. This has been something that's come before the commission on several occasions. The proposal that was provided back in January was to extend that environmental assessment indefinitely, so long as the city of Helena did not change their management strategies or their management pros. The quota range would still have to come before the commission for that approval on a biennium. However, the intent is to have the EA go ahead and extend indefinitely and largely reduce the administrative overhead associated with that. Just kind of looking again at the quota range would be from 0 to 250, and it would require that Helena actually conduct the monitoring in the fall prior to the removals. This last year, the city did not conduct any survey or removals due to budgetary constraints. Anything coming up in the any upcoming years would require that. There has been a general reduction in the number of deer that have been removed. Any deer that have been removed have been provided to food bank in order to capitalize on that. And up to this point, we're somewhere around 35,000 pounds of meat have been donated to the food banks. And just in a real quick synopsis, the public comment received since January included three comments that largely disliked the removal of the deer. And while we as a department certainly appreciates that perspective, it's certainly important to consider that that public safety also plays a pretty substantial role in our decisions that and our recommendations before this body. And we have not changed any of our recommendations as a result of the comments. Again, acknowledging that we do certainly appreciate their perspective and recognize that as well. Any removals that the city's been involved with thus far largely has no effect on deer populations on the beyond the city limits. There's certainly more deer here today than what there would have been without the presence of the city. And so despite the fact that we reduce some level of density here, it does not have a population level effect outside. That concludes the information I have to share. I'll certainly be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. And I hope we get to meet in person soon, and we welcome you to Montana, and we're excited to have you here. Time we have left, as this commission, we look forward to working with you. Do I have a motion from the commission?
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt as final the 2020-2021 quota range for the take of urban deer by the City of Helena and the indefinite extension of the City of Helena Urban Deer Management Plan as presented by FWP.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any comments or questions from the commission?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Just real quick, once again, welcome to the state of Montana. Just real quick, would there be any reason that the city would turn to the department for survey or removal of deer if needed due to their budget crunches? Would the department ever have to undertake that?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Brower, my understanding is that we do participate to some degree. However, the plan itself specifically dictates that they would be, they're the lead. They're the one that has to be involved in it. They undertake the financial responsibility for doing that along with the cost of the removal. And so it's my understanding that although we participate and we would provide some assistance, it is their responsibility to do so.
Thank you for that.
And Commissioner Brower, just as a little bit of background, when this came to the commission all those years ago, it was first rejected by the commission, the proposal. And the concern was that we were using sportsmen's dollars to manage a non-huntable population. And there was kind of some give and take back and forth in terms of urban planning and, you know, what goes into decisions made by urban planners when they're laying out a subdivision and, you know, are they considering wildlife impacts? And so there was a real kind of a give and take, which eventually led to us approving this plan, but with a pretty strict caveat that if we started to see great expense to the agency or a lot of agency staff time, that we were going to have to revisit it. So based on kind of those parameters, we started off and have had a good relationship with the city and Helena, and what they've done has been good, and we've been able to cooperate with them, and it hasn't been overly burdensome on the agency. So I provide that background.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mr. Chairman. I think it's good for others to know as well. So I appreciate that.
Any other questions or comments? This is a final, but given that it's sat out there for a while, I am going to open it for public comment. And I don't know if anybody from the city of Helena is there. We always like to hear from them. So if there's anyone that's here to comment on the Helena Urban Deer Plan, please, if you haven't already, hit *9 so that you can be acknowledged.
Chairman, we're not showing any comments.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it back to the commission. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries.